Knowing the time is an essential part of life, whether you're running late for work or if you want to be early for a date. And for decades, people turn to wristwatches or pocket watches. On this week's State of the Arts, we ask the question, in the age of smart devices, could the hobby of collecting timepieces be dying out? I always try to arrive for interviews at least 30 minutes early. And as I'm walking into a watch and clock convention at Lakewood Community College in Kirtwood, I pull out my phone to make sure I'm on time. The funny thing is, I did this even though I'm wearing a wristwatch. And for the first person I meet inside...
I'm Denny Potter. Nice to meet you.
That is a problem. He's selling vintage pocket watches and jokes he might just make enough to buy lunch.
The watch business is really flat, except for high-end watches still sell. But we're gradually getting out of the watch and clock business. Clocks have been flat for a long time, for 2-3 years. I have clocks that I've paid $150 for. I can't get $75 for.
That's what I hear from many people at this convention. The market is dwindling.
And as you can see, the tables aren't full, attendance is down. So the place used to be packed.
In a world full of smartphones and smart speakers, and yes, smart watches, Potter thinks the younger generation isn't interested.
A lot of the collectors are dying off. It's very difficult to get a pocket watch or wristwatch fixed today. And parts are getting harder and harder to come by. I see people buy watches in bad shape just to get the parts out of them for a watch that they need to fix.
According to the National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors, its membership has been steadily declining, well, like clockwork. At its peak in 1996, the group had 38,000 members, compared to just around 12,000 today. And yes, it says membership is down due to young people choosing to look at smartphones and not watches for the time, but there could be another reason for the downturn. Online auction sites like eBay. Okay, I'm sitting down at my computer and I'm typing in vintage watches. And I get about 132,000 hits. And this could be where some of those missing collectors Denny Potter talks about are turning. In a few minutes, you can browse more vintage pieces from your couch than you ever could in an entire day at a watch convention. And this puts local shops like Citibank Antiques in a bind.
We are a mom-and-pop store in Kent, Ohio, you know, so we're not interested so much in advancing an online presence. That's another business.
That's Karen Barrett. She owns the store with her husband, Don. The vintage clock business was booming about 10 years ago, she says, to the point where they actually expanded their store to meet demand. But then, Don Barrett says, the bottom dropped out.
We don't get any customers. Not too many people are interested in, really.
The National Association of Watch and Clock Collectors has held shows like this year's in Kirtland for more than 3 decades. And that's longer than collector Logan Jew has been alive.
It all started with one watch that I bought about 8 years ago, and ever since then it's turned into thousands and thousands of other watches, and I mean, I just love doing it.
He's 21 years old and buys and sells watches in person and online. He also runs a watch collectors group on Facebook. He says a mix of scrounging conventions and local stores for hidden gems and looking online is what works for him. But for there to be a future for this kind of collecting at all,
we all pretty much need to do what we can to get as many younger people in here, otherwise it's just going to die out.
And if that happens, maybe vintage timepieces and new tech could coexist. What are my options for finding vintage watches?
Okay, I found something on the web. Take a look.
On this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.